going on, everybody? Welcome back. Season 2, Episode 2. I got a lot to get into on this episode. I had a busy weekend. Let's just get into it. Roll that intro music.
It's morning vibes. It's time for morning rants with your host, Superman Dan. It's morning vibes with Superman Dan.
What's going on, everyone? Oh, my goodness. I almost broke my studio. Okay, let's try that again. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. I am your host, as always, Superman Dan. Of course, why else would you be here if it wasn't to listen to this beautiful melodic voice of mine, right? At least that's what I tell myself every week. I am breaking everything in the studio. I'm going to leave all this in just so you know how clumsy I am sometimes in the studio here. Man, usually I will cut that out and I will just like, you know, redo it. Not today. No, I'm leaving it in. I almost broke my microphone here, and I almost stubbed my toe, and I almost dropped some stuff, all in the same 30 seconds here. So, here we go. Never again, people. Never again is this going to happen. I can't say never, but I'm going to try my hardest for it to be never again. I had 3 weddings this weekend. I had a wedding on Thursday, I had a wedding on Friday, and I had a wedding on Saturday. Not standing up in them, not, you know, like, oh, friends getting married, hey, let me send you a card, that kind of thing. No, I had 3 weddings that I was working. Now, I know what you're thinking. What do you mean working? Well, obviously, a lot of you know, or some of you know, I shoot wedding films, right? So I'm at a wedding usually every weekend. It's usually, I would say, every Friday and Saturday. You know, sometimes Saturday, Sunday, depending on what the ethnicity is of the family. But this week was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and the Thursday one was I'm not sure if the Friday one was too, but the Thursday one was for sure. It was a COVID postponement, meaning we had it originally planned for last year, but you know, COVID happened and things got shut down and people had to move dates and all that good stuff, and this is one of those makeup dates. So why am I complaining? Here's why. Yes, I'm very happy to be working again. I'm very happy that weddings are happening again. I'm very happy that our state is opened up again, that people are not canceling and we can go about our normal routine of working and partying and getting together and all that good stuff, right? I'm complaining only because I did it to myself, really. This Thursday, Friday, Saturday weekend was shooting for another company, which is fine. I shoot for a couple different companies and I shoot for myself. But for my own weddings, my own weddings that I film for my company, I usually take the weekend off for that one wedding. There's a lot of stuff that I go into with my own weddings that I have on my other channel, but the more or less of it, the long and short of it is the weddings that I do for myself, for my own company, I take the weekend off for it because I do so much at that wedding, meaning I go up a day before, I get a bunch of details and location shots ahead of time, and then I do the wedding the day of, so that way I don't need to worry about getting all those location shots and detail shots of the venue or the ceremony place, because I already have it done, and it's less shooting that I have to worry about the day of shooting. Be that as it may, so the weddings I did for this weekend that I shot for another company, they were great weddings. Don't get me wrong. They were great people. They were awesome. Awesome people. I think I get to film for some of the coolest people because they were all real cool. They were really nice. Everyone was really nice. So that I have no complaint that way. I'm just complaining with myself because shooting on a Thursday is rough, right? Because I have to do editing during the week and I only get Monday through Thursday. So Monday through Thursday I'm editing. Friday and Saturday is usually weddings. And Sunday, yeah, could I edit? Sure. But I do edit, but it's on my own volition, right? I need a day off. I'm stressing myself out. I mean, being away from weddings for like, what, a year because of COVID? it's good to be back, yes, but man, you just get thrown in the fire real quick. Can I handle it? Yes, but I'm complaining because I took on a Thursday. That's my own fault. I took on this Thursday because, yes, it was a COVID reschedulement. They could have, the company could have put somebody else, but I wanted to take it because I'd rather have money coming in. Because that's how I make my money, right? By shooting weddings and editing weddings. So that's how I make money, right? So, yes. Being it Sunday now, or Monday when you listen to this. Being it after that the weddings are done from this weekend, am I happy to have that check coming in? For sure. For sure I'm happy to have that check. But I can tell you, that Thursday wedding, I don't know. I don't think I was. All I could think about was, well, maybe not Thursday beginning, but Thursday night. After I was tired Thursday night because my feet were sore and all that good stuff. All I could think about was Friday and Saturday. And why this was so more stressful or a little bit more over the top was because this weekend was a scorcher. It was hot. I am sweating. I know we all sweat, but I was sweating, right? So I bring a towel with me, and everywhere when we're outside and we're getting, like, I call it the romantics, when they're getting the bride and groom are having the photographer take pictures of them, and they're doing this with the wedding party and, like, this and that. I go out there with them, and I try and get some detailed shots, you know, of them so I can add that to the film. But it was, oh my gosh. I bring my towel with me out there. I was pouring sweat. And I don't like to. I like to look nice at weddings, obviously. But I had I had my dress pants on, but I also had a polo on, like short sleeve shirt. I typically don't like to do this, especially at the venue that I was on Thursday. It was a very nice venue. It was at the Meadowbrook Hall in Rochester. It's a beautiful venue, beautiful grounds. They got the ceremony was there, as well as a reception. So I would like to have looked nicer. Not that I didn't look nice, but I would like to have dressed up a little bit more with like shirt and tie. But it was just so hot. The ceremony was outside. Gorgeous. Gorgeous. I also started trying to vlog again, but I always keep forgetting. Once it gets to the grand introduction or the speeches, I'm too busy filming it that I forget. I don't think it's right for me to take out a vlog camera and vlog it at the same time, as well as I forget. So there's that. But Thursday happened. It was outside. The ceremony was great. The bride did not get with the package that the company that I was shooting for had. I didn't get the bride getting ready, which is always odd to me. I think that's part of the story. But my day started with. At the venue, and once the bride and bridesmaids got there, they were like 45 minutes late. They were supposed to be there a certain time, but they were 45 minutes late. Once they got there, I got some dress stuff. She was already in her dress. I didn't even get the dress stuff. What am I talking about? So I got her girls and her mom tying up the back of her dress. Gorgeous bride. Gorgeous location. So she was like a model there. And so all that went down. I got great stuff. We went out for pictures and all that good stuff. But it was so hot. The ceremony was outside. Ceremony, it was hot. I don't know how people survived. Like, I don't know how the guys survived in their tuxes, but they did. The venue itself, where the reception was at, was outside also, but it was in a tent-ish. I would call it a tent. The tent was air conditioned, and so it felt really good inside the tent. So that part was fine, but by the time I got to be in the tent, I'm already pouring sweat. Right after the ceremony was done, and after we went out for pictures and all that good stuff, it didn't matter at that point. I mean, like, it felt good once getting inside the tent, but all that did was crystallize all the sweat that had been forming on myself. And right now, I'm editing a wedding right now, too, at the same time. Thursday night went great. My feet hurt. I hurt myself. I feel like getting older, just, you know, everything hurts every now and then. So Thursday went great. Friday's wedding. Oh, and Thursday wedding was like an hour away. Okay, so Friday's wedding happened. Friday was a far drive also. That was about an hour for me as well. And what happened on Friday? The bride and groom were awesome. They live actually next to or close by Johnny Black's Lake House in Lake Orion. They're like three streets away, which is pretty cool because now when I go out there, I'll have a place to visit. I love going out to Johnny Black's Lake House, and they have great food, great brunch. I feel like I'm doing a sponsor. They should pay me for this. Now they pay me in Jameson, that's fine. And so after the ceremony, which was at Addison Oaks in Leonard, Michigan, I think, and Addison Oaks outside again, right? They got ready there, so I was able to get them getting ready. So I was upstairs with them in this at the venue. They have like a bridal suite. I got the bride and groom getting ready, which is all cool, a little warm. But we went outside. The ceremony was outside as well, so it was another scorcher, another hot day. I'm like, this is like in the 90s in Michigan with humidity. It is crazy. So I'm sweating again. I'm getting a message here. What does it say? It's my Twitter. Roman Atwood. Okay, cool. Okay. So it's outside, sweating, all that good stuff. Then we, after the ceremony and after the romantics with the photographers taking pictures of them, of the bride and groom, the wedding party, the reception itself was at their house in Lake Orion, which is what I was talking about, how they live like three streets away from Johnny Black's Lake House in Lake Orion. Great place, great food. And Jameson. And when we were there, think what you think about outside weddings. Think what you think about home weddings, like outside backyard weddings. Think whatever you want. This was by far one of the best, one of the best weddings, but maybe one of the best weddings, you know, as far as everything that's encompassed, right? So they had a great location for ceremony. Yes, it was hot, but it was a great location for ceremony. The reception at their house was fantastic. They had a tent out there, but the tent was like spectacular, right? They had these lights that were hanging inside. They had a chandelier in there. They had, not picnic tables, but like purposely done, made barn looking tables. They were gorgeous. I mean, they weren't barn tables, but they looked like barn tables and were spectacular. I'm sure I took pictures of it, other than the video that I have, which is not for this use. It's for another company. But the silverware, right? The silverware, which was plasticware, was rolled up in these like beautiful napkins with twine around them to keep it together. And the silverware, the plasticware, was like not that flimsy plastic. It was like real cutlery plastic. I don't even know how to explain it. It was also catered by Cruz and Mur, or Muir, however you pronounce it. But this is, it's a fantastic restaurant that catered it. I didn't even know they catered, and they did. They also had this bar that, you know, like how you have like food trucks. this was like a food truck bar. I don't know how to explain it. It didn't look like a food truck, but it was like a beautiful trailer looking thing with lights on it, and they had bartenders in there and all the drinks you could want, and they had specialty drinks. They had a place propped up for also on the other side of the yard. It's a nice yard. It's not like it's not that big of a yard, but it's a nice size yard. What else did they do? They had a photo booth in the back where you can go and take a picture with a Polaroid camera that they had there, and you could take that Polaroid picture, and they had these little clotheslines. I apologize for being a little nasally today. In and out of air conditioning and hot weather has gotten me sneezing and gotten me stuffed up. So, take a picture, Polaroid. Once you take it, it says shake it like a Polaroid picture, you know, shake it, and then you put it on the clothesline so everyone can see it. It's a pretty awesome idea. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was great. They had these two giant fans out there that if you got hot, it could cool you down. Excuse me for a minute. Sorry about that. I had to blow my nose. And I didn't want to do it on the mic. So they had these giant fans and cooled you off when they could. Only downfall that I could think of from this wedding was it rained. And why is that? We were underneath a tent. Yes, it was a big tent. But I had my my backup stuff, like my equipment and stuff, outside of the tent because I didn't want it to be inside the tent because I didn't want people to see it. I didn't want it to ruin the ambiance of what was going on. Anyway, it started raining because I could smell it in the air first, right? So it's during dinner time. And I could smell it in the air. I'm like, wait a minute. That smells like rain. You know how you can smell rain? I don't know if where you guys are at listening to this, if you can ever smell the weather changing, but in Michigan, it's a very distinct smell. So I could smell that it was, I feel like it was getting ready to rain, and it was raining, started sprinkling. So I went out there, and a lot of my stuff was getting drenched. So I put it in my Jeep, which I got a prime spot to park, parking spot. So I wasn't that far away to get to my Jeep. I put all my stuff in there. Came back, I was a little drenched, but whatever. It cooled it down for people, because it was like I said, it was a scorcher, and the rain helped. And especially when you have those big fans going, the big fans were blowing that new cool air in, so it did feel good. And you know, once it stopped raining, it got a little humid, but nothing that it was already darker at this point out, so I guess it's not too much of a downfall. The only downfall of that day was the rain on my equipment. Didn't ruin anything because everything was put away, but still, who likes to have wet equipment? Heyo! I just yelled it. And Saturday's wedding. Oh, so after Friday's wedding, it was like an hour away from home. My Saturday wedding was in Ohio. Okay, it was all the way in Ohio. Yes, it's right next door as far as state is wise concerned. It's right next door as far as state wise. But I want to drive home first because I like to dump all the footage because I don't want anything to happen to that footage, anything happen to that wedding's footage. So I came home, I dumped all that footage. I took a shower because I felt like I had caked on sweat, and I think I was done with the wedding at 9. It was an early one, so I was done at 9. I was able to get home around 10-ish, 10, something like that, 10-ish, and got all the equipment off, all the footage off my cameras, and then I had to take a shower because I had caked on sweat, I felt like, and then I had to repack my Jeep because I had to drive to Ohio. So by the time I left my house here, it took me an hour and a half, 2 hours. I got to Ohio, to my destination, to where I needed to be at 12:30. Okay, so it took a while. It was a long day. It was a very long day. Shooting a wedding that day, staying up, and then getting to the hotel in Ohio at 12:30. The bride and groom for Saturday graciously got a hotel for me on Saturday night. Or I guess it would be Friday night. So Friday night, the night I got out there, and Saturday night, last night. And that was awesome because it was a suite. And they got me a suite. It was very nice, and I appreciate it. And it helped me be able to make their wedding better. Why? Because I got a good night's sleep. I didn't have to worry about getting up in the morning to make it out there at a specific time. And I was able to wake up in the location, basically. I was about a 5-minute drive to where their reception and ceremony was going to be. So it was really close. And I was able to get up early that day, have breakfast, take a shower, do all that good stuff. I was even able to go to the ceremony site and reception site the morning of and get some detail shots and location shots because it was only a 5-minute drive to do all that ahead of time. So I had to worry about that later on. Came back, got dressed, you know, watched some TV, Then I finally went over back over to where the reception was going to be and the ceremony was going to be. The ceremony, guess where it was at? It was outside. Which is fine because it's beautiful out. And in Michigan, we have 6 months of being cold, basically. So I don't want to complain about the heat. But it was hot. So, there's my so again. And since it was so hot, I was sweating again, of course, because I'm a sweater. We did a first look with them. We did, got both of them getting ready. And it was at a community center. If you guys are on my Snapchat, which is at xsupermandan, I am trying more and more to snap my weekend so you can see where I'm at and where I'm filming, as well as every once in a while I'll pick up this vlog camera here and I'll just start vlogging. I haven't done one from start to finish of an event. I'll probably just compile all this stuff that I have and just make something out of that, but who knows. I'll put it up somewhere for you guys to see eventually. But as of right now, I don't plan on doing that because I'm not committed enough to vlogging. And I love doing it, but I just forget to pick it up. And I don't think it's right to pick it up during someone's event, you know? I digress. Ceremony was outside, sweating, hot, hate life. I love life, but you know what I'm saying. And after the ceremony, the ceremony was about 400 yards from the reception place. I mean, it was in the back, not backyard, it was on the property of this community center that I was at in Ohio, but it was like 400 yards away because it was in the back of it, on this grass and beautiful forest area. So I'm lugging all this stuff on my back and on my shoulders because my wheel cart or trolley, whatever you want to call it, was already inside the venue from when I first got there, and I had to lug it all in. And I wasn't going to about to take that trolley cart back downstairs and lug it everything over to the ceremony place. I don't know if any of that made sense. Basically, I had to carry a lot of stuff because my cart was in the reception area. I know, cry me a river. I then was able to carry all my stuff back to the reception place, set all my stuff up for the reception, and then walk back over to where the ceremony was at because they're still taking pictures with the family and stuff with the photographer and stuff like that. And then I was able to get some of that with my camera for the film. Then we went across the street so there was like a nice little... No, we didn't do that yet, I don't think. I think we were running low on time. No, I lied. We did go there. Then we went across the street to where there's like a like ice cream place. I guess the bride and groom had talked to the people who own the ice cream place. It looks like a mom and pop sort of ice cream place. It wasn't like a big chain ice cream place. It was like a locally owned by someone in the neighborhood, I feel like. We went there. Not to the ice cream place, but behind the ice cream place to where there was like a river down there and there's beautiful trees and stuff. So we did some pictures down there and we got some romantics there. Then we made it across back to where the reception was. Finally, right? And this is now after 5 hours of just being in the sun sweating. What did we do? The reception was inside. It was like a smaller place. It wasn't a lot of people. It was more of like a smaller crowd, like a closer knit family and friends. So it wasn't a big thing, which is fine. I like those. I appreciate those. While we were there, the food was great because it was barbecue food. I'm used to having like food at weddings that are like chicken parmesan and filet mignon, which is great. Don't get me, I'm not complaining. But a lot of times at these places, the food is too fancy to where the food almost tastes too bougie and too, doesn't strike, it doesn't go with my palate. But barbecue food, that was great. It was pulled pork, some some potatoes, mashed potatoes, some fruit, vegetables. It was like a family gathering kind of thing. It was a buffet, so it was great. And the dancing went great. And they weren't very much of a big group for dancing. So I knew the DJ, because it was from the same company that I was helping out this weekend. I was able to show him some of my old mixing skills from back when I used to DJ. So we went back and forth. We did a little DJing. It was fun. And the night was over. I was done at 7:30. Because of COVID, because of new times and stuff out here in Michigan, wedding times are different. So I was done at 7:30. I knew the groom and bride, so I was able to. I told him I'm just gonna go back to the hotel. I'm gonna take all my footage there. I'm going to shower, change, and I'll come back. So I did that, and I got to hang out with them and the family and friends as the guests. And, you know, had a couple little drinks with them and stuff like that. They invited me to go to a bar that they were going to afterwards, and I said I would. But they were taking a party bus there, and I said, well, I'll just follow you in my Jeep. But then they told me where it was at, and I looked at my GPS, and it was a half hour away. And I really didn't want to drive a half hour away in Ohio, do some drinking, and then drive back a half hour to the hotel in Ohio. So I told him, I'm like, I'm just gonna go back, I'm really tired. And they're like, well, you can come on the party bus. And I go, well, I like driving, because it gives me a way out. It lets me be able to leave whenever I want to leave. And they understood, and it was all good. So later on, I'll tell you a story about, you know, something that happened to me at that wedding. No, you know what, forget it, I'll tell you now what happened to me. I'm not gonna say who, but somebody had said to me, "Oh, where are you staying at?" And I told him, "Oh, I'm staying at this hotel." "Oh, we're all staying at that hotel." "Oh, that's cool." And this person, she had said, "Where's your room at?" And I said, "Well, I'm on the fourth floor." And she goes, "Oh, okay. Whereabouts on the fourth floor?" I mean, I get what you're getting at, but so I'm like, "Okay." Fourth floor, well, as soon as you get off the elevator, you make a right, then you make another right, you go down the hallway, you make a left, and once you go down that hallway a little bit, then my room is like the second or third on the right. And she goes, "Oh, okay." And I go, "Why?" I was joking, it I was half joking. I go, "Why? Are you trying to visit me tonight?" And she said, "No, I'm trying to figure out how far it is for you to walk to my place." I said, "What?" Anyway, I went home to my room, and I went to sleep after I watched some basketball. So that was my weekend, guys. That was my beautiful weekend. I had a great weekend. Three weddings. Really hot, really tired. Oh, each of the weddings, they gave me a little tipperoo, so that's always good. I always like having a little tipperoo from, not that it's required, but it's appreciated. So I loved getting all three of the weddings this weekend were tippers. And, yeah, that was my weekend. It was a great weekend. This might be I think I'm going to more so talk about my weeks like this. I think it's more interesting, since that's what I do every weekend. I shoot weddings. Maybe I can start recording these and like tell you about my wedding. But that's what my other channel is basically about. I'm gonna do both. I think I'm gonna do both. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry, I was having an inward talk outwardly to you guys. So it's 5:10 now on Sunday. I'm gonna finish editing this formal dances that I have. This is a wedding from June 5th. I'm going to finish doing the formal dances here. I'm going to go up to a local restaurant here, say hello to a lady friend of mine, and that's about it. Maybe I'll vlog it. Maybe I should vlog that too. Well, yeah, maybe I will. I'll bring my camera. Anyway, remember, guys, My Snapchat is at X Superman Dan. And this Instagram for this show is at Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. Can you see the theme there? Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you from wherever you're listening to, all across the United States, all across the world. What's up, Australia? And I'll talk to you later. All right? Bye. Also, I forgot to even mention, it was my birthday yesterday. That's right. June 12th was my birthday. I appreciate all of you who have reached out and said happy birthday, who've given me well wishes, and who've given me kisses. I appreciate them all. And yeah, I'll see you guys next week.